今天早上啊，这个聚会跟大家来查考，我要追念。
This morning I would like to study the topic with you. I will remember.
我们请看诗篇七十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 77.
诗篇七十七篇。
Psalm 77.
这是我们最近在读的啊经文啊，诗篇第三卷的啊里面的一篇。
This is the passage that we've been reading in the third book of the book of Psalm.
第七十七篇的第十节。
Psalm 77, verse 10.
第七十七篇十节说，我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代。
And I said, this is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我要提说神所行的。我要纪念你古时的奇事。
I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我也要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。
I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds.
你看这几节经文啊，他一直在提到我要追念。
These few verses, it keeps on mentioning I will remember.
他要他在面临一个苦难的环境的时候，人其实很容易怀疑很多事情。
When we are in a difficult situation, we tend to have doubts about many things.
因为当我们一个拜神的人碰到困难的时候，我们第一个会想到神怎么会让我碰到这种事。
As someone who worships God, when we encounter a difficulty, very naturally we think about how can God let us go through such a situation.
如果神是真的，神是爱我的，那神怎么会让我碰到这个不幸的事呢？
And if God is true, and if he loves me, how can he let me go through something as unfortunate as this?
有时候一天两天，一个月两个月，也许还说得过去。
And sometimes if it's just a few days or a few months, we are still able to bear it.
但是如果这个苦难一直持续一年两年甚至十年二十年三十年，这个时候我们很难不会去想说神为什么要这样做。
But if the suffering continues for a year or two, maybe even 10 or 12 years, then it is very difficult to not doubt or think about why God would do such a thing.
在这当中，我们有信神的人，我们也是会不断的祷告神啊。
And as a believer of God, we will continue to pray to God.
但是我们的心中可能一直都会有存在疑问，说为什么这个事情会临到我？是为什么是我，而不是别人呢？
But perhaps in our heart, we will always have this question as to why this happened to me and not others.
你看七十七篇的第二节啊，他说：“我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住的极守祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。”
In verse 2 of Psalm 77, it says, In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted.
我们就看到，其实这个诗篇，它的作者，他想出了很多人的心声。
And so we can see that the psalmist was able to write out the emotions of men.
这是为什么这诗篇能够流传几千年，让很多人一直不断的重复去读它思想。
And that is why Psalms are able to last for a few thousand years. Many people still read them and think about them.
因为这个就是我们人生的事实。
Because these are the facts of life.
这是我们凡是有血气的人碰到事情的时候会有的反应。
And it is the reaction of people who are who have flesh and blood.
我们今天所敬拜的这位神，他的意念高过人的意念。
This God that we worship today, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
And His ways are higher than our ways.
有时候我们就很难去明白为什么神要这样做。
And sometimes it is very difficult for us to understand why God does such a thing.
但是我们人碰到事情，第一个反应都是要想知道为什么是这样子。
And the natural reaction of us when we encounter something, we want to find out why.
但是有时候神就不告诉我们为什么。
But sometimes God does not tell us why.
他就是要训练我们。
And he wants to train us.
能够到最后能够完全接受，他的道路，他的意念高过我们的。
He wants us to accept in the end that his thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways and thoughts.
有时候可能我们从头到尾都不会知道为什么神要这样做。
Sometimes from the beginning until the end, we do not know why God did such a thing.
神也可以不要让我们知道。
And God also does not need to let us know.
但是他的作为最后，如果我们愿意谦卑在他面前来接受的时候，我们会明白为什么。
But if we're willing and to humbly understand or accept God, in the end, we will understand why.
因为第二节他一直在强调说，我在夜间的时候也是不住的祷告，我在寻求神。
In verse 2, it says that this person, even at night, his hand was stretched out without ceasing.
真的，我们今天如果患难的时候，唯一的方法就是要寻求神。
In our suffering, the only way for us is to seek the Lord.
但是寻求神并不能够说我要去问神为什么要这样子。
But to seek the Lord does not mean that we continuously ask God why I must be like this.
所以雅各书第五章他提出同样的道理。
And that is why in the book of James, in chapter 5, it talks about the same teaching.
雅各书五章十三节。
James chapter 5, verse 13.
若你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms.
十四节，你们中间有病的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
十五节说，出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。
And verse 15 says, the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
所以你看他说，如果有受苦受患难的就该祷告。
Here it tells us that if we are suffering, if we are sick, we need to pray.
那祷告要用信心来祷告。
And when we're praying, we need to pray with faith.
那所谓信心就是我们还没有看见我们就相信的。
So this faith is believing without seeing.
所以我们祷告其实不能够说神如果让我知道原因那我 OK。
So when we're praying, we cannot say to God, if you let me understand the reason, then I am okay.
那就不用信心了。
Because if that's the case, we do not need faith.
很多时候我们都说，神如果出声跟我讲，一句话就好，我就满足了。
Many times we may tell God, as long as you speak to me in a word, then I will be satisfied.
但神他就是不要讲，他就是一句话不吭，他就是保持沉默。
But God does not say any words, and he just keeps silent.
那这个其实就是要我们去了解什么叫做信心。
And so this process let us understand what is faith.
所以他说有受苦的要祷告，要出于信心的祷告是相信神他会带领我们走过这个困难。
When it says those who are suffering, we need to pray with faith, and the faith is to believe that God will guide us through our suffering.
虽然我们可能不知道真正的原因是什么。
Perhaps we do not really understand the real reason.
所以这个信心的祷告会让我们的内心得到平静。
But this prayer of faith will give us peace in our hearts.
但是如果我们看回来七十七篇的第二节。
And if we turn back to Psalm 77 verse 2.
我在夜间不住的举手祷告，但是我的心却不肯受安慰。
My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing, my soul refused to be comforted.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我想念神，我就烦躁不安，我沉吟悲伤，心便发昏。
I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed.
哇，这个时候我们就看到，越祷告，心里面越难过。
Here we see that the more this person prays, the more he feels bad.
这其实也是我们许多弟兄姐妹的经历啊。
And this is also similar experiences with many of our brothers and sisters.
我们有个弟兄也是这样子，一直他心里面一直很走不出他过去的一些阴影。
We have a brother in such a situation. He was unable to leave the shadow in his past.
他心里面一直存着苦毒，就是没办法忘记过去不幸的遭遇现有的周遭的环境又不是和他的心意。
He was unable to rid of his bitterness in his heart, in his past, and his current situation also was not to his pleasing.
总是觉得没有人了解他。
He always felt that no one understands him.
自己的妻子、自己的儿女也都不了解他。
Even his wife and his children, they do not understand him.
那更不用说教会弟兄姐妹了。
And so, not to even mention the brothers and sisters at church.
所以有时候讲话就非常的，自己真的心里烦躁不安，讲起话来就很不好听。
And so, because his heart was troubled, and so his words are very grumpy.
心里面时常真的是悲伤的。
And his heart was often depressed and very sad.
那心里面一直都是很阴沉的，没有喜乐。
And in his heart, he had no joy. He was always sad.
那其实这个时候，我们在看到说，因为我们在想要问神说为什么会这样，我们没有办法了解神的作为。
And so, at this time, because we want to ask God why, and we cannot understand God's works.
那所以这个时候我们需要信心呢。
And so it is at moments like this we need faith.
这个信心需要从神的作为去想的。
And this faith comes from the works of God.
因为第五节那里说。
Because in verse 5 it says.
哦，因为第四节他在讲说他心里面不安到什么程度。
In verse 4 it talks about how troubled he is in his heart.
当我们一个人在悲伤啊，在忧虑的时候，他说烦乱不安，甚至不能说话。
When we are so troubled, we cannot speak.
就是说不知道要说什么了。
Because we do not know what to say.
哦，所以有时候人在悲伤的时候，真的。不知道怎么说话。
And that is why sometimes when we are in sorrow, we really don't know what to say.
但是第五节。
But verse 5.
他说我追想古时之日上古之年。
The psalmist said, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times.
第五节，第六节说我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里也仔细审查。
In verse 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search.
他现在突然想起他过去所遭遇过的。
He all of a sudden remembered what he encountered in the past.
想起神的作为。
And he remembered the works of God.
这古时之日上古之年表示他们的祖先所发生过的事情。
When it mentioned the ancient times and the days of old, it is referring to what happened to their ancestors.
他想起他曾经在夜间的一首歌了。
The psalmist remembered his song in the night.
然后他就扪心自问，他说心里面仔细去思想。
And so he meditated within his heart.
就是说，他是心里面跟自己对话，想想过去怎么样，跟自己讲讲话。
He started to talk within himself to think about the past.
我们通常都想要跟人讲话，但是很少跟自己讲话。
We often want to speak to others, but we hardly speak to ourselves.
我们曾经自问自答吗？
Have we ever talked to ourselves to ask a question and answer?
当我们扪心自问的时候，表示说我们问我们自己过去所发生的事。
When we meditate within our hearts, we are asking ourselves what happened in the past.
那我们如果能够答得出来
，and if we're able to answer our questions,
表示我们曾经思想过。
It means that we have took some time to think about it.
这个问题我们可以有答案的。
And we would have answers to our questions.
那可是有时候就是我们对自己的答案不满意，我们还要想去问别人的。
But sometimes we're not satisfied with our own answers, and so we want to ask others.
哦，所以这个就是为什么有时候我们在心里悲伤的时候，我们都要找人讲讲话。
And that is why sometimes when we're sorrowful in our hearts, we want to find others to talk.
但是其实要先问自己。
But we need to first ask ourselves.
这也是我们今天在处理我们的情绪的时候应该要有的步骤。
And it is also a step that we must take when we're managing our emotions.
当我们可以扪心自问的时候，其实我们的情绪才会平稳。
When we ask ourselves questions within our hearts, we will be able to calm our hearts down.
有时候我们会去问别人那个问题，我们甚至都自己不知道答案的，我们需要别人跟我们回答。
Sometimes the questions that we're asking others, we don't even have answers ourselves, and we need others to answer.
啊，如果别人都不知道，我们自己都不知道，不要问别人了。
And if others don't know the answer, and we don't know the answer ourselves, we don't need to ask other people.
特别是关于我们自己的情绪的问题的时候。
Especially when it comes to managing our own emotions.
那表示说，我们其实要先能够在神面前来反省我们自己，问我们自己。
It tells us that we need to be able to examine ourselves in front of God to ask ourselves.
这就是这个作者他所留下的一个做法。
And this is a way that the psalmist left for us.
他问了许多的问题，他仔细去审查。
He asked many questions. He meditated within his heart.
当这个时候他在神面前。
And he was in the presence of God.
他问神说。
He asked God.
当然，这个是他自己先自己心内心问自己的。
This was what he was asking within his heart.
第七节到第九节。
From verses 7 to 9.
他连续问了三个问题。
He had three questions in succession.
难道主要永远丢弃我不再施恩吗？
Will the Lord cast off forever?
第八节，难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许是废弃吗？
Verse 8, has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forever?
第九节，
Verse 9,
难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies?
你看，他一年问三次。
We see that he asked these three questions three times.
神就要把我丢掉了吗？
Does God, will God cast me out forever?
神的慈爱就这样子止住了吗？
And will His mercy cease forever?
神忘记来看顾我，来施恩典给我吗？
Has God forgotten to be gracious?
答案我们都知道。
We know the answers.
这答案都是 no.
All the answers to these are no.
因为神的神是信实的神。
Because our God is a faithful God.
神是慈爱的神。
And our God is a merciful God.
神他是全能全知的。
And our God is all knowledgeable.
他不会忘记任何一个人。
He does not forget anyone.
所以神是不偏待人的。
And so God does not show partiality.
他从神的属性去看，问这个问题的时候，他都知道都是神的，给他的答案都是非常正面的。
To understand, the attributes of God, from that perspective, to ask these questions, he will understand that all the answers that he will get are positive.
好，所以他问完之后，他就说啊，第十节，这就是我自己的软弱。
But after he asked these questions in verse 10, he realized this is my anguish.
也就是说，他承认自己的盲点。
Which is to tell us that he admitted his own blind spot.
那所以他这里他第十节接下去说，但是我要追念至高者显出右手的年代。
And in verse 10 he continues to say, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
他现在看到自己的不足。
He started to see his own shortcomings.
就是说我们人的信心时常实际上是不够的，是很少的。
Which tells us that very often our faith is falling short.
基本上我们的人有时候不堪一击的。
Basically, we are very fragile.
有时候我们自己认为自己很刚强。
Sometimes we think that we're very strong.
但是有可能一个疾病就把我们击倒。
But just one illness will put us down.
如果我们觉得这个疾病已经没有希望了。
If we think that our illness has no hope,
所以有时候被那个生病那个医生宣告的那个病吓死。
And so sometimes we are terrified by what the doctor tells us.
所以有时候不是死掉，不是因为那个病的原因，而是害怕到死掉了。
So sometimes we die not because of our illness, but because we're so terrified.
这发生在我们教会里面的。
This happened in our church.
那有时候。可能别人一句话。
Sometimes, it's a sentence spoken by others.
那我们听了就受不了。
And we hear it, and we cannot bear it.
所以，其实我们人是很软弱的。
So in fact, we are very weak.
那更不用说，真的碰到患难，有时候我们觉得承受不了的时候。
And not to mention when we do encounter difficulty and we cannot bear it.
我们就发出很多疑问。
Then we start to have many questions.
特别是有关于神的。
Especially regarding God.
但是他这里他这个时候的转捩点就是他突然要去想神他曾经对他的选民所做的事情。
But the turning point of the psalmist was when he remembered what God had done for his chosen people.
就是神在历史上的作为。
Which was the works that God had in history.
然后他的整个心就开了。
And so his heart opened up.
他说他要纪念，他要去思想。
He said, I will remember.
这个其实也是我们今天在面对困境的时候，面对不如意的一些遭遇的时候的一个秘诀。
And this is also a secret for all of us today when we are going through sufferings.
也就是说，我们要去追念神 他所做的，在我们身上所做的。
We need to remember what God has done for us in our lives.
我们要去想神他在我们身上所，在我们的家庭，我们的这个生命当中所做的一切事。
We need to think about and remember all the things that God had done in our lives and in our families.
所以他这里讲到神的启示，就是说神的一些作为，有时候真的是出于恩典的。
Here it mentioned about the wonders of God. Some of the things that God had in our lives are really out of His grace.
也就是说我们本来不配的。
It means that we are unworthy.
但是因为神的爱跟怜悯，他就把这个恩典加给我们。
But because of God's love and mercy, He has given us this grace.
那我们领受恩典的人，我们如果去会感谢，我们就会看到哦，原来神他有美好的意思。
And so for us who have received this grace, we will understand that we need to be thankful and will realize that God has His good plan.
哦，那第十三节，这个是他后来他的醒悟了。
In verse 13, this is his realization later on.
他说：“神啊，你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神呢？”
Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?
第十四节，你是行奇事的神，你曾在列邦中彰显你的能力。
Verse 14, you are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples.
十五节说，你曾用你的膀臂赎了你的民，就是雅各和约瑟的子孙。
You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph.
我们就看到他在这个地方开始去细细的数算神奇妙的作为。
Here the psalmist started to think about in detail the wonders of the works of God.
神的作为是洁净的。
God's works are pure.
哦，那有的英文翻译本第十三节这里是说。神的道路是在他的圣所里面。
Some of the translation in verse 13 says that God's way is in the sanctuary.
也就是说，诶，他现在是在神的圣所里面去，神在圣所这个地方，他对他的百姓的要求其实是圣洁。
It tells us that in this place, in the sanctuary of God, God's requirement for His people is holiness.
有哪一个神是像这样一个？圣洁公义的神对他百姓提出这样的要求呢？
And who is such a God that is so holy and glorious that makes such a requirement for His people?
我们看，如果我们所敬拜这位神他的作为啊。
If we look at this God that we worship, look at His works.
他是非常不一样的。
He is very different.
因为这位神他施恩典。
Because this God, He is gracious.
这位神他管教他的儿女。
And He disciplines His children.
他的目标都是要让这些属他的人成为圣洁。
And His purpose is for these people who belong to Him to be holy.
这跟一般的世人所拜的神的属性很差很大的。
This is a very different characteristic or attribute of the gods that the world worship.
你看今天世人在拜的神。
Look at the gods that the people in this world worship.
一般人去拜神的目标都是为了要得好处。
Most of the purposes for people to worship God is to gain something.
最好有很多，要最好发大财。
The best part is to earn a lot of money.
花了有很多钱之后呢？
And after they get a lot of money,
人就拿了这个所谓的祝福去放纵情欲。
And they will use such a so-called blessing to indulge in their pleasures.
做什么都可以啊，都有钱都可以做啊。
Because they can do everything or anything they want with money.
再怎么贵，他都可以买得下去。
And no matter how expensive, they will be able to afford it.
所以这些财富其实到最后是引人去败坏的。
And so these wealth, in the end, actually lead people to destruction.
多少人是真的？因为有财富而变得更圣洁呢？
How many people are actually more holy because they have more wealth?
我们如果从这个角度去想，我们都知道有时候财富真的不是祝福了。
And so if we think about it from this perspective, we can realize that wealth is not necessarily a blessing.
夫妻如果还贫穷的时候，
when a couple is poor, they may be loving.
但是当有钱的时候，婚姻可能就破裂。
But once they have money, their marriage might be broken.
一个人的生活可能在贫穷的时候很简单。
A person's life might be very simple when he's poor.
就是一般老百姓的生活。
Just
会顾家庭，会跟孩子玩。
He'll live a normal life. He'll take care of his family and he'll spend time with his kids.
但是当财富增加的时候，
But once this person gains wealth,
没有时间了。
He has no more time.
这个财富会让人走向放纵。
Wealth makes people go towards destruction.
会让人越来越重视，其实不是真正我们人生生命里面自己最需要的。
Wealth makes people go farther away from what we really need in our lives.
所以最后这个家庭，这个整个那个很本来很美满的，可能就消失了。
And so, a beautiful family might be very good in the beginning, but in the end, it disappears.
所以这些财富并不会让人更圣洁，然后家庭更圆满。
So wealth does not make a person more holy and his family better.
但是，一般的世人，他们所拜的神，他们所期待就是这样子。
But the people in this world, the gods that they worship, and what they expect, is such.
但是这位神，我们现在所敬拜的。
But this God that we worship today,
他特别说，神啊，你的作为是圣，是洁净的。
He says, the psalmist says that God's way is pure.
所以你的道路就是在你的圣所里面的。
And God's way is in His sanctuary.
要在神的圣所站立得住，人没有圣洁是站立不住，是见不了神。
In order to stand in the sanctuary of God, we need holiness. Without holiness, we cannot stand and see God.
所以神事实上是他的所有作为都要让我们越来越圣洁，越来越展现出神的性情，能够跟神更亲近。
So all the works of God is to make us more holy and make us to be able to be more and more like Him to show His characteristics.
所以他是这里提到说神是行奇事的神。
And here it also mentions that our God is a God that works wonders.
我们如果从历史上去看神的作为，
If we look at God's works from history,
神的目标都是要让他的子民属他的人跟他更亲近，更圣洁。
God's purpose is always to make His chosen people, those who belong to Him, more holy.
啊，对他更有信心。
And to have more faith in Him.
也就是愿意顺服神。
Which is to say that they are willing to be obedient to God.
能够顺服神的带领啊，能够走在这一条平安的路上。
That the people can obey God's guidance and walk on this path of peace.
可是人往往都不要。
But oftentimes men do not want this.
所以今天诗篇特别提到我们要去思想神的作为。
And so Psalm especially tells us that we need to remember the works of God.
神曾经用膀臂赎了他的百姓。
God has saved His people with His arm.
那这个他的百姓，他说是雅各和约瑟的子孙。
And His people are the sons of Jacob and Joseph.
当然这里面我们有时候我们在看的时候，为什么他要讲这样？他为什么不讲说以色列的子孙呢？
Sometimes when we're reading this, we might wonder to ourselves, why does it say it like this? Why doesn't it just say the sons of Israel?
他提到雅各跟提到约瑟。
It mentions Jacob and Joseph.
这两个人有个共同特点。
These two people had a similar trait.
他们都曾经遇到很大的患难。
They both encountered a great tribulation.
雅各他也真的是经过了20年的操练。
Jacob had gone through 20 years of training.
在他的舅舅的家里面，他受尽苦楚。
In his uncle's house, he suffered greatly.
雅各他最后能够发现这位神是一生牧养他、带领他脚步的神。
And then in the end, Jacob realized that this God that he worshipped was the God of his life, his shepherd.
约瑟那更是的。
And more so for Joseph.
你看17岁被卖。
He was sold when he was 17.
到30岁的时候成为埃及的宰相。
And when he was 30, he became the prime minister of Egypt.
这是13年里面过得好像不是人的日子。
And during these 13 years, he did not live a life worthy.
真的是一个生命当中突然很巨大的转变。
He had such a great change in his life.
本来是在家里面父亲宠爱的儿子。
He was the son that was loved by his father.
一夜之间一个好心甚至被卖到埃及变奴隶。
Overnight, because of his kind heart, he was sold to Egypt to become a slave.
然后很忠心的服侍，最后被诬告要被下到监狱里面去。
And he faithfully served, but in the end, he was accused and became a prisoner in prison.
好心的去帮助这个酒政，要他出去的时候多讲两句好话。
And he wanted to help this cupbearer and told him to speak nice words regarding him when he was released.
但是他就是被忘记。
But then he was forgotten.
就每天这样等了两年。
And every day he waited like this for 2 years.
所以你看他所经历的苦难。
Look at his sufferings.
当时一定也曾经 问到神说神啊你还记得我吗
At the time, he must have also asked God, God, do you still remember me?
但是我们就看到神没有一天忘记约瑟。
But we could see that God did not forget about Joseph a single day.
一步一步为他准备他将来要走的 要扮演的角色。
God prepared Joseph, to be the role that he wanted Joseph to be every day.
所以现在这个诗篇的作者他想到神他曾经这样做过对待他的百姓。
So the psalmist, remembered that God treated his people, in such a way.
他想到神的作为太奇妙了。
And he remembered God's works are for sure very wonderful.
第十九节啊。
So in verse 19,
你的道在海中，你的路在大水中，你的脚中无人知道。
Your way was in the sea, your path in the great waters, and your footsteps were not known.
其实他在讲神是怎么带领以色列百姓出埃及过红海的。
He was talking about how God led the Israelites out of Egypt, go through the Red Sea.
当众人都看不到前面的路在哪里的时候。
When the congregation was unable to see the way ahead of them,
神早就看到，神已经画好了那个线，就是要从海里面走过去的。
God already saw their path and he already prepared a way for them to cross the sea.
神的道路是在大水当中。
God's path was in the middle of the ocean.
他的脚中无人知道，没有人可以预测。
His footsteps were not known by people.
所以真的，那时候所有人都不知道神要这样做。
And so not one single person at the time knew what God wanted to do.
法老王、埃及大军他们没有想到是用这个方式的。
King Pharaoh and his army did not think that God would use such a way.
那更不用说当时神的这些以色列百姓了。
Not to mention the congregation, the Israelites, the chosen people of God.
连摩西他都不知道接下去要怎么办。
Even Moses didn't know what he needed to do next.
神叫他做了一个很简单的动作。
But God told him just to do something very simple.
把你的杖伸向海里面去。
Just stretch out your rod towards the sea.
这个海就分开了。
And this ocean will part.
这个就是神的作为。
This was the work of God.
在没有路的时候开出一条路。
When there was no way, God opened up a way.
是世人永远想不到的。
Which was something that the people in this world never realized.
所以二十节说，神曾经借着摩西跟亚伦的手引导他的百姓像羊群一般。
And that's why in verse 20 it said that you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
那所以这里提到这个要追想神的作为。
So this passage talks about that we need to remember the works of God.
这是今天我们在信仰里面一个非常重要的一个成分啊，一部分。
This is a very important component in our faith today.
这去记录去思想神的作为会让我们走过我们生命当中的艰困的时期。
To record and to remember the works of God, it will help us go through the difficulties and sufferings in our life.
我们教会里面其实有很多很多弟兄姐妹有美好的见证。
We have many brothers and sisters in our church that have beautiful testimonies.
我们要怎么样让我们的这些信仰哦，能够一代一代的传递？
And how do we allow our faith to be passed down throughout our generations?
我最近都在想说我们这个教会啊，如果从以前到现在，我们的这些子孙哦，都不要流失。
I often think to myself, our church, since the beginning until now, if we do not lose our children,
我们云林教会现在至少要有300个人。
Then we should have at least 300 members in Garden Grove Church.
但是我们现在人数反而减少。
But we actually have decreased in numbers.
真的，如果按照我们目前的趋势的。
And if we continue in this trend,
等到我们年老的一代过去以后，
after our older generation passes away,
在二十年之后，我们不知道，当然神的路我们不知道了。
After 20 years, well, of course, we don't know the way of God.
就是，但是我们可以，如果现在没有改变，二十年之后，我们研究不知道剩下几个人。
But if we do not change, 20 years later, I do not know how many people will be left in Garden Grove Church.
我们能够星期五的时候请假来参加灵会的。
On Friday, how many of us are able to take off to attend spiritual convocation?
我们星期一晚上的时候真的能够拨空来参加。
And also on Monday nights, how many of us take the time to attend service?
星期三的时候能够参加那个查经聚会的。
And also Wednesday nights, those who attend Bible studies.
星期五晚上能够来参加 这个安息日聚会。
And Fridays, Friday nights to attend the service here.
我们如果没有改变，二十年之后，这个人数肯定减少。
If we do not change, 20 years later, our numbers for sure will decrease.
因为我们的年轻一代对神的这个心已经跟老的一代不一样了。
Because the hearts of the younger generation is not the same as the hearts of the older generation.
我们要怎么样让这个信仰能够一代传下去，一代一代传下去
？So how do we pass down our faith from generation to generation?
这是我们今天还活的这一代人一定要想的。
It is something that we must think about while we're still alive.
我们不能够想说我这一辈活的好了就好了，我走了就算了，平安再见。
We cannot think that we're just living our lives very nicely, and then once we pass, we pass.
因为当神把这些子孙哦赐给我们的时候
，Because when God gives us our children,
他以后一定会找我们算账。
He will make us accountable.
我交给你的产业，你把它带去哪里了？
The inheritance that I have given you, where have you led them?
到时候我们要怎么跟我们的神交代说，主啊，对不起，实在是哦，赐给我太多，没办法。我们有办法跟神这样说吗？
How do we tell God and say, God, sorry, you have given me too much, and so I really don't have any way? Can we tell God this?
我们每一个家庭，其实我们的孩子都不多。
In each of our families, we do not have that many children.
但是我们有多少的青年，我们的子孙流失的？
But how many of our youth, how many of our children are lost?
我们以后要怎么跟神交代说，主啊，你这给我产业，我完完整整的把它教养成敬虔的后代，能够让他继续这个信仰，每一世代都不中断。
How do we give an account to God to tell God that the inheritance that you have given me, I have led them to keep your faith?
当然，我们的子孙还活着，他们都有机会。
As long as our children are still alive, there is an opportunity for them to return.
可是当我们这一代人还活着的时候
，But when we are still alive,
我们如果没有为他们准备一个信仰的一个路线
，If we do not prepare a path of faith for them,
其实很多时候我们会发现，当我们离开以后，这些孩子他们就从教会里消失了。
Many times we realize that once we pass, these children disappear from the church.
因为今天这个世代跟以前不一样。
Because the society, the world that we live in today is different from before. There are too many temptations.
太容易就失落了神要求的圣洁。
And it's so easy to lose this required holiness of God.
我们应当要怎么做
？What should we do？
这是我们教会一定要去思想的问题。
This is a question that we must think.
我们看七十八篇第一节。
Let's read Psalm 78 verse 1.
我的民啊，你要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
第二节，我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。
Verse 2, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old.
第三节，是我们所听见、所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。
Verse 3, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us.
第四节，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将神的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
Verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
第五节，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。
Verse 5, for he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children.
第六节，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children.
第七，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
第八节，不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆，居心不正之辈。向着神，心不诚实。
And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God.
这段话我们要常常看。
We need to read this passage often.
通常我们都会在谈到宗教教育的时候读这一段经文。
Many times when we talk about religious education, we read this passage.
在教会的时候，我们会常常读。
At church, we read this often.
但是我们更需要的在家里面不断的读。
But we need to read it over and over at home.
这里特别提到说有关于神的话语。
Here it mentions about the words of God.
所以 他提到这个他要传下去的那个重点。
Here it talks about the key points that we need to pass down.
就是有关于神的真理。
It is regarding God's truth.
这些神的话语啊。
The words of God
是智慧的。
Are a wisdom.
那是真的是关乎我们的生命的。
And it has something to do with our life.
神的话有时候像用谜语、用比喻、用预言的方式呈现的。
Sometimes the words of God appears in dark sayings or in parables.
但是他现在说，我要开口说，我要说出，我要把它解明。
But here it says that I will open my mouth, I will utter it, I will explain it.
这些是我们所听见的，我们所知道的，是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。
These are the things that we have heard and we have seen told to us from our fathers.
也就是说，这个就是今天真理的规模，这就是这个神所吐给我们的真理的奥秘。
It tells us that it is the pattern of the truth that God has entrusted to us.
这一些就是今天我们所要重视的神的话语。
And these are the things that we need to pay attention to. We need to emphasize the words of God.
这些神的话语，他说我们不将这些事向子孙隐瞒。
Here it says that these words of God, we will not hide them from their children.
我们要将神的美德跟他的能力，并他奇妙作为述说给后代听。
We need to tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works.
我们就看到神在这里提到了至少有四个重点。
And here we can see that there are at least four important points.
第一个就是神的话语。
The first is the words of God.
要解明，让不但我们这一代人可以明白，我们的下一代人也要继续的知道这个真理的奥秘。
We need to explain them so that not only the people in our generation can understand, but the next generation will understand the mystery of God's truth.
那接下去要提到神的美德。
And next, it talks about the works of God.
就是说
the wonderful works.
这个神的美德是不是 praise?
Oh, the praise of God.
哦，这是今天我们中文用神的美德表示神的性情。这位神是怎么样的神？
The praises of God refers to the attributes of God. What kind of God is this?
神是怎么样超越这个世界上的各种宗教他们所拜的所谓的神？
And how is our God higher than the gods of the different religions?
哪一位神能够像这位神这样？
And who is a God such as our God?
只有这位神是真神。
Only this God is the true God.
只有他是行奇事的神。
And only he is the one that's able to work these wonderful works.
这位神是完美的。
And this God is perfect.
他要我们的生命完美。
He wants our lives to be perfect.
所以要把神，我们对神的认识述说给后代听。
So we need to explain and proclaim our knowledge of God to the next generation.
接下去第三个，他说他的能力。
Thirdly, it talks about God's strength.
就是说神真的能够把不可能的变成可能。
It tells us that God is able to make the impossible possible.
很多时候教会里面发生很多事情都是我们人看为不可能的事都发生的。
There are many things in church that happened which we think are impossible but happened.
今天教会在各个不同地方不同国家。
Our churches throughout different countries in the world.
每一个地区都有很多很神奇妙的作为。
And in every region, there are wonderful works of God.
都在彰显神的能力。
And it shows God's power.
神的能力超越文化，超越这个国家这个地理的限制。
God's power transcends the country and the region.
哦，所以不管你是什么文化，你本来是。什么背景都无所谓。
And so it doesn't really matter what cultural background you came from.
我们都能够看到神的作为彰显在教会里。
We're able to see God's works shown in their church.
第四个，他说奇妙作为。
The fourth one, it talks about the wonderful works.
就是说神他的这个作为其实很重要，是要发生在我们自己的身上，我们的家庭里的。
What is important is that God's wonderful works must happen in our lives, in our family.
我们的家庭，我们的信仰是怎么来的？
How did our faith come from?
为什么我们会从不同的信仰，今天不同拜不同的神，今天来拜 耶稣基督。
How did we come to worship Jesus Christ from different religions?
为什么我们今天可能从其他的基督徒 的教派来到真耶稣教会里？
How do we come from different denominations of Christianity to the true Jesus Church?
这都有一个开头。
There is a beginning.
这开头是怎么发生的？是神怎么带领我们的？
And how did this happen? How did this beginning happen? How did God lead us?
这些都是我们要传给我们子孙的，这是神吩咐我们要这样做的。
All these things are things that we must pass down to our next generation, which is God's command.
我们传给他们的目的是什么？
And what is our purpose of passing these down to them?
第七节说要叫他们能够仰望神。
Verse 7 says that so that they may set their hope in God.
也就是说他们真的能够生出对神的信靠。
To tell us that they can truly have a reliance and trust in God.
对这位神要一直有坚定的信心。
That they need to continuously have a firm faith in this God.
仰望神表示说我们会倚靠神。
To have hope in God means that we will trust in Him.
第二个说不忘记神的作为。
Next, it says to not forget the works of God.
也就是说我们能够很谦卑的领受神的作为发生在我们身上，我们愿意成为蒙福的人。
It tells us that we will be willing and be humble to accept the works of God in our lives and be someone who's blessed.
能够看到神的作为的时候，愿意受教啊。这个我要跟从这位神，我要听神的话。
When we are able to see the works of God, we will become humble and we will be willing to learn.
第三个，他说要守他的命令。
And the third is that so that we can keep His commandments.
也就是说，我们愿意顺服神，遵守神的话。
It tells us that we will be willing to obey God and keep His commandments.
所以我们传递信仰目标就是要我们的子孙每一个都有信心。
So when we pass down our faith to the next generation, the purpose is that every one of them will have faith.
每一个都能够记住神的作为，能够谦卑的服在神面前。
Every one of them will remember the works of God and be humbled before God.
因为神奇妙作为是我们不能够解释的。
Because the wonderful works of God is not something that we can explain.
我们只能用感谢的心来领受神的祝福，愿意。服在神面前。
We can only have a thankful heart to receive His blessing and to worship Him.
第三个重点就是要能够顺服神。
And the third important point is that we need to be obedient to God.
因为这位神他要求我们就是听他的话。
Because this God, He requires us to listen to Him.
听顺服神的就得福了。
Those who obey God will be blessed.
要在神面前谦卑的表现，第一件事情就是先听他的话。
To be humble in front of God, the first step is to listen to Him.
有了这样的这个信仰的传递之后，
Once we have this kind of passing down of our faith,
我们就不会重蹈历史的错误。
Then we will not repeat the mistakes in history.
所以第八节说，就不会像过去的祖先哦，顽梗悖逆，居心不正。
And that's why in verse 8 it tells us that so that they may not be like their fathers, stubborn and rebellious.
也就是说，以前的人曾经不顺服神。
Because the people in the past they did not obey God.
他们对神的那个信仰不正，不纯正。
The faith that they had in God was not right.
他们向着神心不诚实。
And their heart was not right in front of God.
也就是说，没办法一直跟神到底。
They were unable to follow God to the end.
这一段时间跟神，等一下生命另外一阶段就跑去追求世界了。
In a period of life, they follow God, but in another period of life, they go follow the world.
所以过去的人留下一些见解，我们每一个后代的子孙都要去提醒自己，怎么样才能够避免重犯错误。
The people in the past had left us warnings, examples, so that the generations that come will not make the same mistakes.
所以我们要追念。
So we need to remember.
我们个人要常常去思想。
We need to think to ourselves.
那我们的家庭要去述说神的这作为。
Our families need to declare the works of God.
我们的教会要有一些相对的作为，让我们的信仰能够一代一代传下去。
And our church needs to follow likewise, so that our faith can be passed from generation to generation.
那这当中，其实是我们在做带领的人需要去提出一些方式，来让我们的整个教会来共同追求这样一个目标。
And in the process, those who are serving as leaders need to come up with ways goals to have the whole church follow.
要追念神的作为，一定要留下一些记录。
To remember God's works, we need to have records.
我们要怎么做呢？
So how should we do this?
我们下一次有机会再继续谈。
Let's talk about this next time.
这一节先聚会到这里，一起来默祷。
Let's end our service here. Let's pray in silence.